Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get back to the NBA. I mean, these post-game press conferences, for some, it's turned into amateur hour. It's ridiculous. Sekou Smith is covering the league, and he has been for a long time. And he's back with us, longtime guest of the show. Sekou, Tinky, and Tierney, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm good, guys. Thanks. I was in Oklahoma City last night. I was proud of Russell Westbrook for actually acting like a grown-up during the post-game press conference.
Very engaging. Yes, yes. He was very thoughtful in his second-word response. You know, Sekou, let me ask you this. Because Tiki raised the question, and before I answered it, I truly paused and I thought about it, and I think it might be better. I don't know. Would it almost be better just not to have him speak, but by extension, then others would have a pass and not have to speak? Well, what's better, kind of acting like a dog and pony show or not saying anything at all?
How about you show up and just act like a professional?
I hear you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not that difficult, guys. You know, NBA players have been doing this for generations. You do your 5 minutes, do your 10 minutes, get out of there, and go on with your life. It's not that hard. And the scrutiny that comes along with the playoffs is well established. So Russ's thing with Barry Trimble is something that goes back years. And it just festered and became an embarrassment for everybody involved. Somebody got through to Russ over the past few days, and at least acknowledged the man's, you know, that the man was asking him questions. He didn't answer them very well. I mean, it's not like he gave him some loquacious answer. He just gave him a couple of words, but at least.
Did we lose Sekou?
A terrible example for everybody.
You know what? Hey, guys, bring him down. We're going to get Sekou back on. Line's a little choppy there. He cut out for a sec. Basically, what he was saying, if you didn't catch the end of it, is that at least it was, according to Sekou, a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Kind of gave him the makings, the beginning of an answer.
Yeah,
I guess.
You know, it's interesting, though, because I want to ask Sekou, and I can't wait to get him back because
Sekou,
I know you just came back to us, but do you think this is informative about Russ in general and why sometimes he's, I don't know, erratic on the court, because he's kind of erratic off of it at times as well. You think that is there a connection there, or am I just kind of making this up?
No, I was talking to some people from the Thunder over the weekend. I was there from Friday until this, you know, to early this morning. They love the guy. he's beloved, you know, in the organization, in the community. So no, it's not. There's no, you know, there's nothing about him that says erratic when he's not dealing with us,
yeah,
the media. You know, I think this is just his shield. You know, somebody told me that they've talked to Russ about this over the years, about how he's got to let his guard down and stop being so, you know, uptight around the media. And they said he just won't have it. He feels like he has to have that veneer up to protect himself from a media that he thinks has been unfair to him, not since he joined the NBA, but since he was in high school and he wasn't getting the attention he thought he deserved.
Oh, he's got to get a grip, man. He's got to get a reality check here. Sekou, he's completely warped if he thinks that. Because
no, I mean, listen, there are a lot of guys who, when you wear that as your armor, and that's the thing, that chip on your shoulder that has driven you, you know, to become the player you are, it's hard. I understand it's hard to let it go. But at some point, you got to grow up, man. You got to grow up and move on.
Yeah, and the reason Sekou Smith is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, the reason I say what I say is, I mean, when he was playing for Ben Howland, I mean, at UCLA, he was treated. I mean, I don't live in California, so I can't speak to the day to day. But being a huge college basketball consumer my whole life, Russell Westbrook got treated pretty well by the national media. So unless I missed it, which I don't think I did. You know, he's. I guess he's using his motivation. I guess you can't argue with the results so far. It just seems odd. He's just, I don't know. We could beat this to a bloody pulp. Here's the bottom line. He's not going to change. He's 30 years. He's a grown man who's a great player, although erratic. a little flawed in terms of how he, you know, reacts a little bit with certain things. But he's not going to change, right? He is who he is.
Yeah, look, he was the last guy to get a scholarship in his class at UCLA. He only got a scholarship because they lost out on somebody else. I get the story. I get the backstory. What I don't get is why you would carry that all the way now at 30 years old when you've got, I mean, think about, the guy's got a great life. He's, you know, he's the center of attention in that community. He's got a, you know, he's got a great life off the court. He's got a max contract. They've built the organization around him. You know, you got to look at the guy he's competing against. Look at Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
He's got a similar story where he didn't get the attention he thought he deserved, had to go to Weber State, you know, to make his bones to get in the league. And he's the ultimate professional. He handles it in a completely opposite way of Russ, and it works great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why Russ wouldn't adopt. Or at least make some changes or contemplate making some changes.
Yeah, and look, we still don't talk enough about Damian Lillard and this Portland Trailblazers team, which is about to go on to the next round. And OKC, which will likely, unless they win three in a row, be knocked out in the first round for the third straight year. But let's talk about Portland briefly. I mean, it feels like after 2 years of being swept out of the postseason, that Portland kind of has it figured out a little bit. And we thought after the big injury that they would be, you know, kind of stuck. But it is Cantor's turn into a pretty decent fit for them, and obviously Dame is stepping up. What's the reality of Portland making a run here to get to the finals, or the Western Conference Finals at least?
I mean, I know Charles and the guys on Inside have been talking about them believing Portland has a chance to make the finals. I think that's ambitious.
Yeah.
But the way the bracket's set up, they have a very good chance to make the conference final. And it's really about them being introspective and understanding what their shortcomings were in these past two playoff appearances. Now, if you get swept by an all-time great Warriors team, nobody's mad at you.
Yeah.
But to get swept by the Pelicans last year was beyond the pale. And I think they learned from that. They understand that as great as Dame and CJ are together, they've got to have other guys play well. And last night, Al-Farouq Aminu was great. I mean, just perfect role player, filling in the empty spaces when they needed it. And it's about Terry Stotts understanding his roster. They've had this group together for a few years now. They know what they're getting. They know how teams are going to attack them. And their sound and what they're doing counteract whatever you're throwing at them. And I think that's been their biggest thing, is just knowing who they are and turning the light on themselves, as opposed to worrying about outside circumstances, the chatter, the other team, and everything else that could derail you at this time of year.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Sekou Smith, of course, NBA.com, NBA TV, Hangtime Podcast. He's with us a bunch of times here on the show, Tiki and Tierney. And you mentioned the Pelicans, who swept the Blazers a year ago, and obviously the script is totally flipped here, Sekou. But as you well know, David Griffin is now there to piece things back together. Does this change the direction, the aggression in which they shop Anthony Davis? You know, Teague and I kicked the tires on this a week ago when he was introduced. Any chance they can rehabilitate what seems to be a very fractured relationship and keep him in New Orleans?
I have a hard time seeing that happen, you know, because I think Anthony Davis has already made up his mind that he wants to go play elsewhere. Now Griff is going to go in there and put it all on the table. He's as good as it gets in terms of managing a situation for his franchise and coming up with the best outcomes. I just don't know if he's going to be able to fix all that went wrong in that relationship with Anthony Davis. Dale Demps, Danny Ferry, and the guys who were there before, they let it get so out of control. And you didn't have a strong front office presence as it was. So I think Anthony Davis kind of felt like he was just twisting in the wind. And now Griffin's having to play catch-up. I don't know that he's got enough time to repair the damage that's already been done. If not, what you do if you're David Griffin is you go in there and get a sweetheart's deal. You go out and find the very best deal you can for one of the top players in the league and start an ambitious rebuild in New Orleans with an owner who's 100% behind you. So it's a great situation for Griff. We hate to lose him, obviously, at NBA TV.
Yeah.
But what a clean slate he'll have to work with in New Orleans if they pull off the right kind of deal for AD.
Yeah, no, and he's got a little bit of a resume that says he might be able to do so. Quickly, Sekou, because we're running up against it here for a little bit, but any idea what the Lakers are thinking as far as head coach or even a replacement for Magic, even though it doesn't seem like they might or might not fill that role? What's happening with the Lakers right now?
It's a great question. Nobody really knows. Had you told me 2 years ago that Rob Pelinka would be the last man standing from that reorg, I would have laughed at you because he was the most surprising addition.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of things to work out. You got to sort it out first and foremost by finding the right coach. I think it's very difficult to find somebody who's going to be the right guy at this stage of LeBron's career.
Yeah.
So you almost have to look for a coach who's going to come help you build something that sustains, that you can sustain beyond LeBron's time with the Lakers. And that's really a tough call because your window of opportunity with LeBron is now, you know, the next two seasons. And if you can't make that work then some really difficult choices have to be made about what you do to bridge that gap going forward.
Sekou, you think they hire a coach before they hire a president?
Yes, because I don't know that you're going to hire another team president.
Yeah.
It may end up being that Pelinka's the front office face. You let him run that show.
God, he doesn't know what he's doing, Sekou. He was an
Rob
agent.
Rob Lowe?
Yeah.
Nobody knows what they're doing in L.A., clearly. I mean, they've been out of 12 for 6 years. Yeah. They haven't known what they're doing for years. Wow. We all saw the end coming when Kobe was still healthy.
Yeah.
And apparently nobody in the Laker front office did. That's why they're in a predicament there now.
What a mess. Yeah. Sekou, really good stuff. NBA TV, NBA.com, Hangtime Podcast. Appreciate it. I know it's still early in the playoffs, so I know we'll be chatting again down the road. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.